Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. It's Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Broadway, get ready to make it work. The new musical Real Women Have Curves begins previews tonight at the James Earl Jones Theater. Based on the 1990 play of the same name, which inspired a 2002 HBO film, the production is an exploration of immigrant experiences through the eyes of a group of Latina women working at a dress factory in 1987 Los Angeles. One of them, the 18-year-old Anna, is torn between staying at the factory and enrolling at Columbia University as a journalism major. The cast is led by Tatiana Cordoba, making her Broadway debut as Anna, and Justina Machado as Carmen, Anna's mother. The musical also features Florencia Cuenca, Mauricio Mendoza, Mason Reeves, Shelby Acosta, Carla Jimenez, Aileen Mayagoitia, Jennifer Sanchez, and Sandra Valls. Real Women Have Curves has an original score by Benjamin Velez and Joy Huerta, with a book by Lisa Loomer and Nell Benjamin, and choreography and direction by Sergio Trujillo. Opening night is April 27th. Hadestown is getting two new young lovers next month. Ali Lewis Borski and Myra Malloy will take the road to hell as Orpheus and Eurydice, respectively, starting May 6th. Borski made his Broadway debut last season playing the title role in the revival of The Who's Tommy. Malloy, who will be making her Broadway debut in Hadestown, won Thailand's Got Talent at the age of 13 and served as the Kim alternate in a 2018 national touring production of Miss Saigon. Borski and Malloy replace current cast members Carlos Valdez and Haley Kilgore, who will play their final performance in the show on May 4th. Hadestown continues at the Walter Kerr Theater. Last night, a revival of Glengarry Glen Ross opened at the Palace Theater. Starring Kieran Culkin, Bill Burr, Bob Odenkirk, and Michael McKean, among others, David Mamet's classic play follows a group of cutthroat Chicago real estate agents prepared to engage in any number of unethical acts possible to sell their properties to buyers. Reviews were positive to mixed. The New York Times was more mixed. Chief theater critic Jesse Green called it a patchy and weirdly limp production in which Culkin is miscast, but Odenkirk and McKean make two of the biggest and best impressions on stage. Glengarry Glen Ross runs through June 28th. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending March 30th. Star-led plays continue dominating. Good Night and Good Luck led the charge with over $3.28 million, led by its star George Clooney, made in its final full week of previews at the Palace Theater before an opening night on April 3rd. Othello wasn't that far behind, with $3,160,084 in its first week post-opening at the Ethel Barrymore. The revival is a huge advance thanks to the selling power of stars Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal. Many happy trails were said last weekend. Tony winner Malia Joy Moon played her final performance in Hell's Kitchen on Sunday. The Alicia Keys tuner grossed $1,141,243 at the Schubert. Understudy Jade Milan temporarily takes over the lead through May 25th. Adam Lambert, Aulii Carvalho, and Bebe Neuwirth played their final performance in Cabaret on Saturday night. The revival made $1,521,935 at the August Wilson. New cast members Orville Peck, Eva Noblezada, and Ellen Harvey began performances last night. And principals Noah J. Ricketts, Sarah Chase, and John Strajewski departed the cast of The Great Gatsby. The spectacle grossed $1,214,361 at the Broadway, as new faces Michael Malliakell, Lenady Hanau, and Austin Colby begin as Nick Myrtle and Tom last night. Likewise, three shows began previews last week. Floyd Collins, starring Jeremy Jordan and Lizzie McAlpine, began at Lincoln Center, making over $350,000 over its first three previews. Opening night is April 21st. Stranger Things: The First Shadow brought the Upside Down to the Marquee, grossing $433,725 over just two previews. The stage prequel based on the mega-popular Netflix series opens on April 22nd. And Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends had a full week of previews, having started up on Tuesday, March 25th. Over seven of them, the concert review made $637,936 at the nonprofit Samuel J. Friedman. They open April 8th. All but five of Broadway's theaters were housing running shows at some point last week. Of those 36 shows, 29 of them played to at least 90% full houses, including a whopping 11 sellouts. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.